Heyo! Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, time no see.
Mike says, get on early. We got to have a little conversation. So we jump on, and my computer's messed up. My video, I finally got everything done, and I forgot my cold beer. So a little bit of a party foul, but, you know, what makes up for it? Tennessee's winning right now, so we're in good shape.
Yeah, so Tennessee's beating Virginia at the half, 36-31. And, man, we have had a wild SEC tournament. We haven't been on for a while. We've been doing all these publishing all these interviews from outstanding contests. So go check that out if you haven't. Special shout out to Neil McCready, Trey Wallace, Dari Noka, Billy Lucci, Ty Richardson, anybody. Oh, and we got one more that has yet to come out, Shane. So, man, the YouTube channel's been absolutely loaded here lately.
Absolutely, man. I love it. And you know, it's so funny because I like those long versions too, because you just kind of sit there and you hang out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you removed all the cameras, you removed all the bullshit, we're just sitting there hanging out with these guys, and it's been absolutely awesome, especially kind of go behind the scenes. So you're right. If you haven't checked those interviews out, you got plenty of time. Get on there. If you don't even, you may say, you know what? I don't even like Billy Lucci. Well, we like thumbs up. I mean, you could get on there and do a quick thumbs up, couldn't you?
Yeah, comment how much you hate us or hate him with the comments. It helps, you know what?
Absolutely. No, negative emotions better than no emotion at all, Mike.
And speaking of those long conversations, when you and Billy start talking bears and wolves, I knew I had to steer it in a different direction. You know what?
Yeah, I was like, this is going to be a long one.
Yeah, so it was a good time. Oh, and then I had a double feature there on Feinbaum on Friday. Yeah. So that's on the YouTubes as well. So all kinds of content, even though we're in the middle of March Madness, Shane, we're trying to deliver the best damn SEC show, mostly football, but best SEC show we can. You know what?
Absolutely. I think the title's perfect here, NCAA tourney and spring football. You know, it's like I'm watching the tournament. I'm like, oh, wait. We got a spring video, you know? Oh, wait, we got a highlight? Oh, wait, you know, Sanders just killed a guy, you know? So, yeah, I'm absolutely going through that as well. And it's just a great time. Golf's cranking. Man, spring's upon us. The winter is out of here. And real football is right around the corner. Hell, we're even talking about media days coming up, Mike. It is almost, it'll be here before you know it.
All right, so don't let me down here.
Okay.
It's nice out.
Uh-huh.
You basically had the entire week off from this. Now, yes. I know you're busy outside of that, but please tell me you played at least a couple rounds of golf.
Three rounds of golf. Yeah. Unfortunately, not seven like I was shooting for, but can't complain with three. Actually, hoping to get out there tomorrow. Definitely going to be out there Tuesday, going to Knoxville and hitting at one of those fancy golf courses Tuesday. So looking forward to that. And yeah, it's been awesome. It's been absolutely awesome. My game's shit. You know, I do this, Mike. I watch YouTube. I watch TikToks. I watch every help video that there, and I'm like, you know what, that's what I'm missing right there. Why have I not been doing that the whole time? I can't wait. And then I get out there and the first one goes, golly, two fairways over, and I'm like, nah, that ain't it.
Can I take a guess on how you got invited to the nice course?
Yeah,
I think you handed them a bottle of Tennessee legend.
That's right, man. My buddy, I will not reveal my source, did get a bottle of Tennessee legend distillery this off season. And if you don't have a bottle, you know, you could get one while you're in the Smoky Mountains. Come on up right off the exits before you get to the Target. It'll be right there on the right. Be sure to swing in, let them know the cousin sent you. Not only you get a discount of that fine Tennessee whiskey, but you will also get a bonus gift. They got a place in Nashville and you're saying, I can't get to Tennessee, man. You know, Dollywood's open. It's too crazy. Well, guess what? You can go to your package store and have it sent there. So be sure to get it on the shelves. And if you have any questions about getting it down there, be sure to let us know, and we'll make sure that we get some sent your way.
I was looking for my bottle to show the screen, Shane, but hell, I damn drank it. It's NCAA tournament. You can't watch this sober. You know what?
Yeah, there's been a lot of SEC teams go down here lately. So,
all right, so let's get into it, Shane. Yeah. And shout out to the cousin bracket. Have you Am seen what place you're in? You're in next to last of all damn the brackets is cousin Shane. And shout out cousin Emily. She's the only one, Shane.
Yeah.
That she picked a team and to win the whole thing, and they got eliminated in the first round.
Oh.
She picked Wisconsin. So I think she's about as good a picker as Hugh Freeze is a coach. You know what?
Well, shout out to the Discord channel. If you're not on there, get on there. Hang out with the cousins. So that's one of the things she mentioned. She says, I knew I was at the bottom, right? She logged on, and then she noticed that she was not at the bottom. Cousin Shane's at the bottom. And I said, hey, I'm just letting you know how the other half lives, cuz. Welcome to Loserville.
And you see that? The only thing that's dominating the tournament more than Florida, which is going to tip off here in a little bit.
Yeah.
You see these dudes? The Florida. I don't know what they're calling them. The Macho Men, but
opposite my goodness, of Shane. That's what they call it. That's like, if I got my shit together, that's where I'd be right there.
But yeah, hey, it's been a hell of a tournament, Shane.
Cousin Juice.
We've already got two teams, Shane, out of the SEC into the Sweet 16. Arkansas.
Yeah.
And Texas. Texas come out of nowhere. They're Cinderella. Still alive in this thing. But shout out Darius Acuff, Shane. I mean, my goodness. He is a sensation. He may be the best player in the country, but he has taken it to his game to another level since the Razorbacks have reached the postseason. This is just his five postseason games, Shane. 37 points, 5 assists. 24 points, 7 assists. 30 points, 11 assists. 24 points, 7 assists. 36 points, 6 assists. He's averaging over 30 points per game in the Arkansas five-game postseason run here, and they've gone all the way to the Sweet 16 by beating Hawaii 97-78. And then today,
yeah,
Shane, or was that last night, they whooped High Point 94-88. So Arkansas, buddy, heating up, won the SEC tournament, cruising to the Sweet 16. Again, shout out Texas,
yeah,
who they beat Gonzaga last round, 74-68. They're still alive. So, man, who's feeling better right now, Shane? Arkansas fans, which are on a heater, or Texas, which played in the first four and nearly lost to, I mean, I don't even really consider the first four the tournament, but they won that game, and so technically they've won three NCAA tournaments. So that it's totally unexpected. Who do you think's feeling better? Someone that didn't expect to be there, or someone that is just dominating?
It's
got to
be Texas, right? It's got to be Texas. And I get it, Arkansas. I mean, you've watched the interview with Ty. You know, they're dealing with some stuff over there, right? And basketball is their life right now. They're a basketball school, but. I feel like as an Arkansas fan, you are expecting it. After winning the SEC, you're expecting to make a run potentially for a national title, right? Texas, it's like, man, I hope we get in, right? Oh, I hope we win this game. I hope we win this game. They're supposed to be the underdog at every game, and now they're four wins in. Yeah, it's crazy to say, but Texas is a Cinderella team that we've been talking about. It's just you recognize Texas, right? But if I switch that out with High Point, you'd be like, damn, look at High Point going, you know?
So maybe the real question, Shane, and I have texted him, but I didn't ask for a photo. I don't even necessarily need to see the photo, but does he still have his shirt on after Arkansas's cruising to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I think so. All right, he's all business right now. Now, I feel like after the 16, though, the game's going to mean a little bit more, right? So we got a few more. My question, I saw Billy was at the time. I mean, did he leave during the Texas? Was he out there for that one, or did he bounce out of there?
Bounced out of there after shout out A&M. So they won against St. Mary's 63-50, but they got absolutely destroyed in the second round, 88-57 to Houston. Houston's one of the best damn teams.
Yeah, buddy.
They went all the way to the title game. last year. Yeah, and they look like they could win it all again. So, hey, first year, pretty good year for old Bucky McMillan and crew. Yeah. But, I'm sure Billy was probably crying after that one.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But I feel like that's what we do, right? We say, well, but, you know, it's the first year, right? We all do that. Give them some time, man. We're going to be killing it. So, yeah, I feel like we're going to be there. I don't know if you touched on the other teams or if you plan on it, but I just felt like, I don't know. For me, I was a little disappointed with Vanderbilt. I feel like they should have won that game. And then Kentucky. How embarrassing, right? You come off that very emotional overtime game. I mean, probably one of the it feels like it got overshadowed by the ass kicking you received the next game, but but that was don't act like that wasn't an awesome shot to put them in overtime. I felt like that was one of the highlights of this tournament so far as well.
Okay, perfect segue. I mean, Shane is like a basketball analyst now. He's like perfect, beautiful mind over here. But yeah, so that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, Shane. So Kentucky beats Santa Clara. 89-84 in overtime, but they only got to overtime because Otea Owa hit a damn near half-court buzzer beater to send it to overtime. They had all the momentum. I mean, this is truly, when you think of NCAA tournament and special moments and big shots, Owa, you know, he will forever be known by Kentucky fans for hitting that shot. But then it's all completely wasted because you got your ass hammered by Iowa State 82-63 right before we hopped on here, Shane. And Kentucky's $22 million roster had 20 turnovers and got absolutely outclassed. And now, you know, they're all saying, you know, should we fire this damn coach? You know, you know how Kentucky fans are. Yeah. They're like football fans with the rest of us. You know, you embarrass us, you got to go. So, I'm not saying Mark Pope's going to get fired, but buddy, he better do something next year or he probably will.
Yeah. I'm not saying he won't. Right? I mean,
Who can we get?
I mean, cause you watch teams like, you mentioned, Texas Tech, right? You watch, you know what this team's about. It's about money. They got there. Kentucky's has got not only money, but it's the blue chip program that you and I grew up watching. Like, that was the elite. It was always Duke and Kentucky, it felt like, every single year, or North Carolina, right? Which really screwed my bracket up, but I'm just thinking that expectations, the standards are so damn high there, but they're slipping, you know, they're slipping a little bit, kind of like Bama football, you know, just, or no, better yet, Florida football. I'm going to say that because Florida's probably going to wipe everybody here in the SEC basketball tournament. But I feel like, you know, that football program was sitting there for so long, but then you'd be careful. Next thing you know, you're like, you know what? 8 wins ain't bad.
Yeah, when you're a Kentucky basketball fan, shit, I've heard this 20 times already today.
Yeah.
Well, we beat Tennessee twice this year. Like, if that's your standard, you were in the damn toilet, you know?
I saw they had one for Stephen Pearl. Most wins, 17 went most wins by a first-year coach at Auburn. I was like, damn. Yeah. Oh, they're showing Buff Daddy on the TV. Oh, did you see Liquid said Gatoroids?
There you go. Yes, Liquid's one of the best. Speaking of the best, I think the best game you hit on this as well, and I'll hand it to him. I was kind of rooting for him. I was happy for him, Shane. I did want Vanderbilt to win, but Nebraska has literally never won an NCAA tournament game. Now they've won two. They're all the way to the Sweet 16. So that's a good story in itself, but Nebraska 74, Vanderbilt 72. Yeah. I thought that of all the games, and I've watched damn near all of them, I thought that was the best game so far in the NCAA tournament. Vanderbilt had an opportunity. They had a Hail Mary shot that went halfway in and then dribbled out. So, but man, could you imagine had they hit that? Well, those guys would be Vandy legends. You know what?
You saw the photo, right? It's like this bounced out, right? And it's like, it looks like 75% in the rim, and somehow that's just how it is, man. That's you get a bad break. But honestly, I felt like in that game, it shouldn't have got there. you know, I really did feel like Vanderbilt had the better team and Nebraska just kind of hanging around there. So, I feel like at the end of the day, it shouldn't have been that shot. It's going to be the dumb little moments you made during that game, especially at the first. It was so sloppy back and forth. I felt there was plenty of opportunities for Vanderbilt to kind of take that one away.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out Shane. Sean Tay, appreciate you for the
Thank
donation.
You,
question. Oh, switching gears to football because he asked a question here. Most LSU fans and media think Ole Miss went 13-2 because of Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. So with LSU's $40 million roster coming, shouldn't the expectations be to reach the semifinals? So the final four, Shane. LSU, expectation, $40 million. Yeah. Lane quitting as their head coach. Should LSU make the final four? I mean, and he's saying expectation. So that's kind of like bare minimum final four.
Final four. I would say at playoffs, right? But
I don't think for $40 million.
I know. I see where you're coming from.
They go one and done. I don't think that's good enough.
Brother, I get that. Well, maybe you get a bye because you're so damn good, you know?
Well, this ain't NFL. There ain't no buys in the college football playoff.
Well, yeah, there is, isn't there? If you get a SEC title, or isn't there a bye? Yeah, there's a bye week. Yeah, that's what I think happens.
Are there?
Yeah, there are. Just trust me on this one. It's been late, okay. I know. But I will
say, I've
been
drinking again.
College football playoffs, I feel like or bust is obviously the standard. LSU fans, and I'm not saying all of them. I'm really not. But I am saying a lot of them are expecting a title soon. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because you got to remember, it's not that they just went to Lane Kiffin. It's that they just did this game with Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly was the guy that was supposed to deliver his first year down there, taking him to an SEC championship. Boy, they were eating high on the hog, man. You know, give him some time to get his guys down there, and it never happened. I don't feel like they can be that patient now that they all chips in on Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was thinking of. It's difficult for me. I'm simple minded, Shane. I can't, basketball, football.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. There's bias in the playoff, but in football. But
the bad thing is, you almost convinced me there wasn't. You know? I was like, well, damn, maybe he's right.
I tried to Jedab mind trick your ass, but now, here's the deal. I think it's the bigger question. If LSU, let's say LSU doesn't make the playoff,
I went
on Feinbaum. I said they're not making the playoff. Mm-hmm. If they don't make the playoff, what's their roster budget the next year? Are they just going to get more money, or are they going to say, "What the hell? We just gave you $40 million. You didn't even make a damn playoff."
Yeah, I think you got a 2-year rule, and he did this with Ole Miss, right? That's why we dubbed it the Last Dance. Like, come on, now's got to be the time. So I'm not saying that the leash is longer. I'm not saying that he gets the exact same amount, but I feel like he could make an argument. And it's funny that we're already talking about year two, Lane Kiffin, but I feel like when you go all in, you're in. Like, this is it. This is what's going to get you back on the spot. And when you look at Lane Kiffin's track record, you look at an Ole Miss football team that did not have playoff expectations at the beginning, year after year have those. Look, three successful seasons, very successful seasons in mm-hmm. Oxford. So, absolutely, I don't think you're going to get the runway that you had there in Mississippi, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why in March we get enamored with the playoff. I guess that's just the nature of the sport. Let me ask you this way, and I realize this is, we do appreciate the questions, Shante, but this was not the question, but let me amend it for you. What record regular season does LSU need to have to keep their fans happy? If that was the question, what's your answer?
9-3. Minimum, 9-3. Flirting.
I think it's 10-2.
I'm gonna die on this hill, Mike. 9-3 mm-hmm. SEC team special. Look at this schedule, man. Look at this freaking schedule. I mean, there's no reason that a 3-loss LSU team should not be in the playoffs, especially if there's some of those losses early. I'm just saying, devil's advocate here. You lose to Clemson, you lose to A&M, and you lose to Texas, right? Let's say those three games, you should be in, because that means you beat Alabama. That means you beat Auburn. That means you beat, what, seven other SEC teams? Absolutely, you deserve a shot in the playoffs. Now, if those three come at the November, Bama, Texas, Tennessee, well, obviously, you do not deserve a shot. But I do think that a 9-3 SEC team, we're going to be sitting here just like we do every year, begging for one of these damn teams to get in. 9-3 is the bar.
Okay. Okay. I think you've been at the bar of one too many times.
Shit.
All right. So any other thoughts here? I think I had one. Obviously, Tennessee's playing right now. They destroyed Miami of Ohio in the first round, 78-56.
Yeah.
Bama, without their arrested point guard, beat Hofstra 90-70. They're about to tip off here this evening, and Florida's already winning. Now, they haven't won yet, but they're winning their second round game against Iowa. So we could have several more SEC teams make the Sweet 16, which that should make the next round. I mean, we're just dominating this damn. This is like our second sport, and we're dominating it too. You know what?
It's like, it's kind of like these teams, you can't do football, you might as well do basketball, right? Might as well have $20 million rosters in basketball. So, it's good seeing all these teams in it. I was just happy to get them in the tournament, but that first round, especially the success we had other than Georgia, it was in Mizzou. Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's been some hiccups along the way, but I'm feeling pretty confident that we're going to have an SEC team hoisting the trophy at the end of this tournament.
Oh, well, you're always the optimistic one.
Yeah.
But before we get too optimistic, you did mention Georgia, you mentioned Missouri. So St. Louis beat the hell out of Georgia, 102-77.
Yeah.
And Missouri basically lost a home game to Miami. What was the score? 80-66. The question to you, Shane, if you lose in the first round, was it a good year, or is it like, do people need to be fired?
That's fair. You want to say that making the tournament should be good enough, but like almost everybody made the tournament. How many? We had like four teams, not right. Is that what it was?
Six.
It felt like damn near everybody made it. So yeah, I don't feel like you get a pass, especially like in Mizzou's situation, having a home game. Basically, that one was embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. So those, your job's not safe. However, you get to 32, you get to 16. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about your future.
Well, I am feeling great about your future, Shane.
Okay.
Because I know you are a big fan of our friends over at Cheers. Go check them out, buddy. Cheers. Man, this is great stuff, Shane. Go check them out. Cheershealth.com. Promo code THATSEC for 20% off. You say, what? What is this Cheers? What is this Cheers Restore? I got you some right here, Shane. Whoops, there's a box there. But this is fantastic stuff, Shane, that's going to help you feel a lot better if you're going to go out drinking. How about it? This is backed by doctors, sold over 50 million doses, available in over 30,000 retail locations. Cheers Restore. Again, that website is cheershealth.com. Promo code THATSEC for 20% off. Shane, have you ever woken up from a night of drinking and you're like, God, I regret everything I did last night? Well,
twice
you won't
this week.
Be feeling, you won't be if you take his Cheers. All you got to do, Shane, you take it right before bed or after your last drink, and they promise you to feel 50% better or your money back. So you can try it, and if you say, I feel 48% better, but I don't feel 50, you get your money back over at cheershealth.com. So go check them out. Make sure you feel like you drank enough water throughout the day. Cheers Restore. This is good for your liver. That's what it's supposed to help. So it helps alcohol leave your system, keeps your brain functioning well, helps you sleep. go check them out. I mean, this is perfect for the cousins because I know we got some drunks in here drinking that Tennessee Legend. Go check them out. CheersHealth.com. Promo code THATSEC to get you 20% off. You can't beat it, Shane.
No. Take our word for it. Just try it. Try it tonight. Get shit-faced and try Cheers. You're welcome.
Brodo says, do they help the runs? I can't confirm that, but I bet they do.
I can't say they don't, you know?
All right, buddy. So we got spring in the air.
Yes.
Spring football, that is, sure. Of course, buddy. But hey, how about this? I thought this was pretty interesting, and all the cousins will want to know this. The NCAA, Shane, great news. I want everybody to be aware of this. The NCAA has changed the targeting rule.
Yes.
Now, this is a one-year trial. They're going to make sure that this works, and it's a hell of a lot better than the system we had, so I think it will work. But they're changing it, Shane.
Yeah.
Any player that gets called for targeting it's a little bit different than it was before. Now we're doing it by player, right? So if a player gets called for targeting for the first time in a football game, they can still play in the next game. Don't have to sit out anymore. No more of that garbage. Oh, my God, he got targeting with 2 seconds left. He's got to sit out the second half, the first half of next game. That makes no damn sense.
We've done away with that. Yes.
Yeah. So no more of that. You get called for targeting. Yes, it's a penalty. Yeah, you have to sit out, but you don't miss the following game. That's the crucial part. Now, if you get called for targeting for the second time of the season,
they got you.
Then you do have to sit out the first half of the next game. So again, it's like you're doing this multiple times. There's a punishment. I get, you know, once is an accident.
Fool me once. Shame on me.
Fool me twice.
Never.
Shame on you or whatever. But here's the next one.
Yeah.
One more. If a player gets called for targeting for the third time
decapitated
in a season, he's got to sit out the entire next game.
Or that, yes.
So not just the first half. Now, apparently, I believe I read that no players got called for targeting three times last season. So, again, is this going to happen where people getting targeted all the time? I don't think so, but they've gone all the way to the third, and don't ask me what happens if it gets targeted for the fourth, because I don't have anything on that.
Yes. Prison. Prison time.
What should happen if you get targeting for the fourth time?
Fourth time, that's a problem, right? You probably need to get your license restricted, probably do some community service. But, yeah, you're probably not – you're probably having to leave for a year, I would imagine. But, is this the only rule you're going to bring up? Because I thought there were some other ones that were pretty interesting.
Hold on, Derek says this is stricter than what they do to Georgia players for speed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Are you talking about the Kiffin rule or a different one?
No. So, first off, pass interference is now 10 yards, not 15 yards. Trying to be a little bit closer to the NFL. There was another one that I thought was very, very interesting, and you've probably not seen it, but I've seen it firsthand in high school. It's a high school, maybe it's an NFL rule. I'm not really sure. But if you get a fair catch, so let's say, for instance, a guy is kicking out of his end zone and you call for a fair catch at the 40-yard line and you secure it. But let's say there's no time left on the clock. Even though that happened, you have the right to have an extra point, a field goal from that spot that you fair caught the football. Now, I mean, the rules, I haven't really researched it, but and you may not ever see it.
I think you just saw this on TikTok. Don't believe everything you saw on TikTok.
I swear I've seen this. It was Jeff County, Oak Ridge is when I saw it. I'm like, what the hell is a kicker doing out there? This ref brought this, or this coach brought this rule out from I don't know where. But, yes, they were able to kick a field goal from that spot and got 3 points before half. That's a crazy rule. It's happening. It's happening. And you will see it this year. And so I thought that was an interesting one. There was another one, though, too. There was a target.
Hold on. Jeez Louise has got the perfect. You get targeting four times, Shane. You got to spend the day with Marler.
Man. F that. Just kidding. I give Marler such a hard time. I think he takes it personal, but I appreciate what he does. I grew up. You said that F word. You got a bar of soap in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So you learned real quick not to say that, and I let it slip. You know, but anyway, no, I do appreciate Marler, and seems like there was another rule, and I can't quite remember it right now. Let me.
Well, the one I did want to bring up, Shane. So they are thinking about, and this is apparently Congress has got involved for some damn reason. I don't understand it, but they're considering some. They're trying to pass this thing called the SCORE Act. It's very convoluted. I don't even 100% understand it, right? But they want to include what they're calling the Lane Kiffin rule, Shane. The Lane Kiffin rule, meaning you cannot take another head coaching job if you're a head coach until your season has come to a conclusion. So if, again, huge if this passes, this would have prevented Lane Kiffin from taking the LSU job. Thoughts on that?
The Lane Kiffin rule. Man, see, that's when you know you're just a shit stir, when they change rules and name it after you, you know? So I don't hate it, right? But I feel like rules are important, because right now Lane Kiffin leads the pack with saying how this is a, you know, free agency, blah, 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 you know, and he's bending all the rules. He's going to take every opportunity he gets, and then he does what he wants to do. So I feel like if you're going to have those rules and regulations on recruiting and the players, you need to have it on the coaches as well. So, you know, the fact they named it after him is pretty sweet. The one rule I was thinking about, it didn't go into effect, but it did come up, was the short pants. So you think of Sapp there in Florida. You think of Tank over there at Oklahoma. Yeah. So the short shorts will remain in 2026. So just warning you.
Lane Kiffin rule, don't lose to Kentucky in football.
It's that simple.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, hey, real news.
Yes.
In the SEC, this happened a while ago, in the middle of March Madness, shout out the Missouri Tigers, Shane. Uh-oh. They have named Austin Simmons. They waited no longer, Shane. Austin Simmons is your starting quarterback.
Nice.
As you know, this is to be expected.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have done it already, you know, again, I think this is a credit to no spring transfer portal. Yeah. Otherwise, Matt Zollers, maybe he'd be hitting it. I don't know. He's probably committed to Missouri. He's probably not going anywhere. But I do think it is noteworthy that Austin Simmons, now they have wrapped up spring in Missouri, so that's why they did it. I know a lot of people just started spring or in the middle of spring, but Missouri's officially done. So the fact that they wrapped it up, they've gotten one camp with Austin Simmons. It looked like $1 million. That's what literally everybody that sees a guy throw a football says. This guy is unbelievable. Yeah. So, I think Missouri's bought in, and I think that's a hell of a sign for Missouri, given what they return at running back on the offensive line and the pieces they've had at receiver. And they also have a great tight end. He gets injured a little too much, but he's a great tight end. Man, if they just get the quarterback right,
yeah,
I think Missouri could have a hell of an offense. And I've said already this offseason, I think it could be a top five offense in the SEC.
Well, I think it's important, too, that, you know, and it's funny because when he first started, you know, his first presser is like, hey, we got three good quarterbacks, you know. He was saying the same old spiel, right? But I feel like this is the right move, especially with a guy like Austin Simmons, which lost his job. The last thing you want him doing is looking over his shoulder. Secure it, right? Now, I'm not saying Austin Simmons finishes the season next year, but this is definitely the right move if you feel like he's the right guy. You brought him here to be the starter. Come out here, say that. That way, this entire offseason, he can spend time with his boys building that chemistry, because there's all kinds of stuff that they can do to prepare for fall practice. You know what I'm saying? So I love this. Let's get – create drama, there'll be drama, right? Have no drama. There should be no reason that Mizzou shouldn't have one of the most explosive offenses in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, he's gone through a full camp.
Yeah.
We didn't just hand this to him. You know what I mean? Like, we saw how he fit with the team. We saw how they're installing a new offense. And shout out Puss in Boots. What a name. Please, in what universe? Missouri going to have a top five offense. Name me five better, Shane, in the SEC. Five better offenses in the SEC next season.
Texas?
They've not been very good on offense for multiple years.
Well, I'm just
years.
Saying potentially, right? Let's okay. say potential. Texas, LSU, potentially A&M.
New offensive line, new offensive coordinator.
Tennessee.
Lost their best receiver.
And that's about it. Maybe Auburn. Just because. Yeah. The style that they'll be playing. I mean, that's the crazy part. When you say number, it's misleading. Because when you say number one offense, you can say Tennessee. You can say probably Auburn, you know. Doesn't mean that they're going to be, you know. If it's not that their roster A to Z will be better than what Mizzou has or better than what Texas has. But I do think statistically, those two are just always going to be flirting with the top, if not the top of this conference.
Yeah.
Now their defense, that's the kicker, right? Like a Mizzou offense can keep the defense off the football field. A Tennessee offense has a little bit trouble doing that. And look at it. Last year, the worst defense I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we can put Tennessee in that conversation till we know what they have at quarterback.
No, that's
I don't
that's
think
fair.
We can put Auburn. They were just completely awful. Now again, new coaching staff, new players, but it's premature to put them in that conversation. Ole Miss, certainly in that conversation, but no Kiffin, no Charlie Weiss. How will that affect them? I still think they'll be there, top five. A Georgia with Gunner and Mike Bobo back, I think they'll be there.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'll give you Texas, even though. And then LSU. I think we're getting hyped up in the resume and all. I mean, we know nothing. We don't know if the quarterback's healthy. We don't know any of the offensive linemen, even though they paid $1 billion. They don't know any of the receivers. They love the running backs. They've loved the running backs for about 4 years now, and they can't run the football.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They'll probably be there by the end of the day, but maybe fifth. Well, I didn't say top five.
I guess I should have said, what do I like most about Mizzou is obviously the running backs. I do think they have the two best running backs in the country. I think they got really good tight ends. You haven't seen it yet, but I'm telling you, brother, if they stay healthy, awesome tight end room. The offensive line, probably the best that Drinks had since he's been up there, which obviously you have a bad offensive line, you notice it. If you have a good one, you don't so much. You know, Austin Simmons, we've seen the upside of Austin Simmons. We've seen the downside. For me, it's just the receiving room, the depth of it, you know, not to mention the deep. I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes it's the defense too. It's like if the defense sucks, then all of a sudden more pressure's on that offense and then kind of the spotlight's on them. So that may be a problem as well. So I'm not saying Mizzou, I never said it, this was Mike, but could I see a scenario where Mizzou's top five? Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And then last thing on Mizzou, good news here, Shane.
Yeah.
You can never have enough defensive linemen in this conference. We all know that. They added Northern Illinois transfer Mark Hensley. He's a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Last year, 32 tackles, 5 tackles for loss and a sack. He's one of their better players. Now you say, well, how could they add a lineman so late in the process? Well, if you missed it, Northern Illinois, their head coach, mm-hmm. took a job with the NFL Baltimore Ravens. So there's still the rule where if your head coach leaves, everybody on the roster can go into the portal.
Yeah.
So this is one of the better players on NIU. He signed, not committed, he signed with Missouri Tigers. So a little bit more added depth on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Never going to shy away from that. So, man, it's been a hell of a week for Missouri football, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. It's this little drama, right? It's like, I wonder if any of the SEC coaches called in a favor to get him promoted to the, you know, it's like how intricate is this this coaching race that you got? You know? It's
like, hey, then, I don't have any team specific things for Mississippi State, Shane.
Yeah,
But I do have some good news.
Oh, man.
We do need it. And just ask our Carolina fans. They will tell you this is fantastic news, Shane. Because friend of the SEC, well, ex-friend, I guess you'd call it, a former South Carolina offensive coordinator and Alabama head coach, Mike Shula, Shane.
Oh.
He's been hired by Minnesota. Yeah! So Mississippi State, we play Minnesota week two. I can tell you, we're going to whoop their ass because they got Shula on staff. So, yeah. Boom, baby, Mississippi State, probably you just got a lot closer to a win week two. You know what?
That's right. You just need 14 points and you win that game.
It's good to see that. You know what?
Hell yeah. No, that's a good one. Mississippi State, they need a little love. They need some more cowbell loving up there.
Well, where they don't need it, but they're going to get it, Shane, a lot of loving down in Athens because them dogs have hit the practice field this spring, Shane.
Yeah.
But a lot of key players won't be participating. Now, kind of to be expected, but Kirby announced our outstanding senior, Drew Bobo, he's out. Defensive tackle, Jordan Hall, he's out. Mm-hmm. Senior linebacker, Gabe Harris, he's out. Cornerback, Kyron Jones, he's a junior, he's out. Sophomore linebacker, Zayden Walker's out. And freshman defensive lineman, Carter Lucky, also out. So a lot of players will not be participating. Not all these guys, but most of these, they'll miss the vast majority of spring.
Yeah.
But we all know what that means down in Athens, Shane. That just means that some young pups are going to get some time down there in development. Yeah. I'm not worried or anything, but just bringing some injury updates for Georgia as they've hit the practice field.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these guys, if we're playing a game Saturday, we'd be dressing out, you know, so I'm not hitting the panic button by no means, but you know, what showed last year and I guess been a little bit of a thorn in Georgia's side is some of that competitive depth down that stretch, right? Because there is injuries that happen and you got to have a next man up mentality. And I'm telling you, brother, one of the things that we're not really talking about, but we should be. Hell, I even tried baiting old John Summerall on this one. You know, I just feel like no spring portal is massive for teams like Georgia, massive for teams like Texas, Alabama, you know, the ones that, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to get to start. I'm out of here. They don't have to do that. And now they can hit hard, they can practice hard, and they could really find some competitive depth. And watch out, man. We're not talking enough about Georgia. It feels like Georgia is not getting the love they deserve. And I think Kirby's okay with that, but they will be a force to be reckoned with this season.
And do you think there's any value, Shane, in, you know, everybody and their mother? I'm already tired of this question. We're going to hear it 9,000 more times before the season starts. Who's the next Indiana? Who can do it? Can it be Kentucky? Can it be Auburn? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, everybody's looking at who's going to be that team that comes out of nowhere, is adding all these portal pieces.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to do it? Is there something to be said for a team like Georgia that, now they added players via the portal, but not a ton.
Yeah.
But not because they're broke or anything, but because they got a hell of a squad coming back. And Kirby's looking around here and said, I'd rather have some homegrown guys that we have developed. Let's put the money in them.
Yeah.
Let's bring them back. You know, is there something to be said? And again, there's different ways to skin a cat, right? LSU, they're happy, as they should be, to have basically an entirely new roster because last year was not good. But, you know, not everybody should probably take that path. Is there value in going against the grain, or is Kirby... is he going a little too Dabo on us?
No. I
just had to ask. I had to ask.
I feel like you mentioned like the next Indiana. Everybody's going. It's like what's the next Bitcoin, right? You remember we went through Doge and we went through my brother was like the leading contributor of every cryptocurrency out there. Like, yes, it'd be nice to get Lightning back in the bottle, but you know what? You should probably invest in gold. You should probably invest in copper, you know, something that's been around for a long time. Georgia Bulldogs is that. So that's the one I'm putting my money on right now. So I'm not looking for the next miracle team. No, I'm looking for a team that has the resources already, has the talent already, and has proven coaching staff to get them to the dance. And that's Kirby Smart, without a doubt.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine, Shane. I talk to him all the time. He always talk almost every conversation, not every conversation, but probably about once a month. He's like, he tells me what he would do with his life if he hit the lotto.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, it's like that Office Space movie. I don't know if you've seen that where, you know, he said, what would you do if you had $1 million? He said, I'd do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, go, you can do it. You don't need $1 million to do that. But yeah, everybody's, what would they do if they hit the lotto? Well, they don't need to hit it down there in Georgia because they are sitting on a damn gold mine already. You know what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love it though. Man, but if I hit it, I'll never forget. And I don't want to put my wife on blast here, but she came across somebody that was selling them. It was like after Afghanistan, they tried to get their currency up. And they're like, dude, you got to buy it right now. You buy this currency right now. It's going to be dollar for dollar. And you're all of a sudden, I'm like, honey, that shit ain't worth the paper it's printed on. She's like, no, I got some rubies or whatever sitting up here in the top shelf doing nothing but collecting dust.
That's perfect. All right, hey, final thing I got here, Shane. Speaking of LSU, swing it back to them. I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was interesting, adding a little fuel perhaps to this fire. But LSU has hired T. Martin as an analyst, Shane. And wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it, Shane? Who's coming to Knoxville this fall? Them LSU Tigers, Lane Kiffin, T. Martin. Now, these guys go back to Southern Cal. They've been friends for a long, long time. So it makes sense, but to my knowledge, and I could be mistaken, Shane. I could be, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. They do have a statue. They unveiled it not that long ago, like a year. I don't know when that was, like a year or two ago or whatever. But they have unveiled a T. Martin statue outside of Neyland Stadium to honor him. He was the quarterback when Tennessee won the national championship. He didn't show up for it, and to my knowledge, he's not seen it. So the first time he could see it was he might be on the opposing sideline. Any thoughts on T. Martin getting hired at LSU? Does he make the trip to Knoxville, do you think?
He does. He does. This is smart. This is smart for Lane. He's looking for a buffer, somebody to put out there so he doesn't get hit by golf balls again, you know, when he comes to Knoxville, Tennessee. Like, you can't hate me because I've got T. Martin. He's the one that got you your national title, right? Surprised he isn't hiring Archie Manning to do something. So when he goes to Oxford, look who I got. Papaw Manning, please don't hurt him.
Jade, if they put a statue of you somewhere, where would it have to be for you to go multiple years before visiting it?
Oh, man. Where would it have to be? Probably like a salad bar somewhere or fucking – oh, shit. Sorry.
Damn, I was thinking a gym maybe. But
yeah, I was thinking how about Planet Fitness or something. Sorry, Mom. I'm about the F-bomb.
What about a any venues or anything? Like maybe I don't know, Ohio State. Is there any stadium where you're like, even if they put a damn statue of me, I don't think I'd go there.
Let's be real, man. I mean, it's got to be pretty close. I mean, it's one thing to be an SEC cathedral, right? If it's at another stadium in another conference in another state, odds are I'm not going to go look at it at all, right? Unless there's
a statue of you, you wouldn't go look at, even if they put it at Oregon.
Oh, would I? Well,
I mean, I think you'd be there. I'm just wondering. I don't think distance is the issue.
No, I'm sure T. Martin
can afford to fly.
Is there one place that I just maybe what's the one that's getting shot up right now? Is it Mexico down there? The cartels everywhere. I'd probably hold off a little bit, you know. I'd probably, like, when the dust settles, I may go down there. Go swim in the ocean.
Have you had the Mexican food down in Mexico?
You'd
be down there in a heartbeat.
I never been. I don't think they'd kidnap you. I mean, that's a lot of work, you know? It's Like, let's just shoot this guy.
Well, you know who I'd never kidnap, Shane?
Who's that?
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. Yeah,
thanks, Gus.
It's Steven.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Appreciate you, Steven Up, SEC Mike. We've enjoyed the recent content, but glad you're back, Cousin Shane. Get your ass back here, Shane. So, yeah, we got one more interview dropping, starring, Cousin Shane. So that'll be out this week as well. Probably going to put that out Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have multiple shows tomorrow, Tuesday. We'll be back as well. But, yeah, it should be a fun show. Or fun week of shows. And shout out Gregory. Sorry I missed this. As a Mizzou fan, I'm pissed at Gates for losing. But that game between football and basketball, that's the story for us Mizzou fans. Heartbreaking defeats.
That's just how it happens. You know, you get so happy that you're there, right? And because that's the thing. To win the dance, you got to be at the dance, right? And you made it. And then that happens. That happens. And now it's like, you know what? I'm on to football, because there's a lot of cousins right now. They're on to football. That's why we're talking spring football, you know. But there's some hanging on. Damn, Florida's getting their ass waxed, it looks like. Tennessee's about to hopefully pull this one out. But we still got some SEC teams in the mix. But Mizzou's a football team.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
People would think it's a Buddha statue.
Yeah. Is that another Bucky's?
All right, buddy. Hey, so a little bit of a shorter one, unless you got anything before we hop off here.
Like I said, those interviews are really, really great. And I appreciate all the cousins. Getting in there. I know we've been posting. I've been popping in. You know, so when we throw this one down Wednesday, it'll be 7 p.m. just like normal. It's an awesome one. You're going to love. Can we tell who it is? Why can't we say who it is? Yeah, we're going to say who it is.
Yeah, we've already
Josh Pate. Yeah. Josh Pate Wednesday. So you definitely, I'm assuming that is, unless you did another interview without me. But I did. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome one. We had a great, great time with Pate. So be sure to check that one out. That'll be Wednesday at 7. So that will air like regular. Tomorrow, Smart Guy will be on. I think
Marler. Did you see Cole? Did you see Cole got, a kidney stone at Disney?
He'll do anything to get out of Disney. Yeah, I would do that, you know? It's like, do I want to go lay in hospital? No, but if it kept me from Disney, sure. Yeah, I've never had a kidney stone. I hear those are extremely rough, and I'm not trying to make a joke of that, because I got a dear friend of mine that he went several rounds with those things, and I would hate to do it. So, but yeah, glad he's back. Glad he's healthy. I had him listed day for, Tennessee. Oh my gosh. Sorry. We just drained a 80-foot three-pointer here. So it's 60-51. I don't know where you're at, but damn, it's so good.
Keep locked in here, Shane. We're wrapping this up.
Yep. Sorry. Godspeed. Love you. You're up.
Okay. You blew that one. All right. Yeah. We'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.